Jesus' death connected to Genesis?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the speakers at the Creation Mega Conference in Virginia this July. Well, Ken, so does Genesis say why Jesus Christ had to die on a cross for us?
You know, because our culture has become so secularized, most people don't even know the real reason why Jesus had to die. For instance, remember the movie The Passion of the Christ? How many people do you think really understood the scene where Christ stomps on a snake slithering through the Garden of Gethsemane? Did they make the connection to Genesis 3? You see, a verse there states that one day God would send a Savior to bruise or crush the head of the serpent. That's a prophecy concerning the death and resurrection of Christ. You see, to really understand the cross of Christ, we must first connect it with the sin of the first man, Adam. More pastors and Sunday school teachers need to teach the importance of Genesis to people and help them make the connection between the cross of Christ and the sin of the first man. But why does this not seem to happen? It's because, sadly, many pastors and Christian leaders have compromised Genesis with millions of years and evolutionary ideas. They've not taught the foundational importance of this book to their congregations. That's why I believe that many Christians can't explain the gospel very well.
One of our excellent witnessing tools is Ken Ham's booklet that shows that the Bible is the true history book of the universe, not Darwin's Origin of Species. The booklet by Ken is available free on our website, answersradio.com.